If she is thus determined not to live with you, both she and you would be most miserable to attempt it. And as she has fully and determinedly set her stakes, you can only shoulder your cross and show yourself a man. A 344.1 still married in God's sight, although divorced, a woman may be legally divorced from her husband by the laws of the land and yet not divorced in the sight of God and according to the high law. There is only one sin, which is adultery, which can place the husband or wife in a position where they can be free from the marriage vow in the sight of God. Although the laws of the land may grant a divorce, yet they are husband and wife still in the Bible light, according to the laws of God. A 344.2 I saw that sister, as yet, has no right to marry another man, but if she, or any other woman, should obtain a divorce legally on the ground that her husband was guilty of adultery, then she is free to be married to whom she chooses. A 344.3 separation from an unbelieving companion if the wife is an unbeliever and an opposer, the husband cannot, in view of the law of God, put her away on this ground alone. In order to be in harmony with the law of Jehovah, he must abide with her, unless she chooses of herself to depart. He may suffer opposition and be oppressed and annoyed in many ways, he will find his comfort and his strength and support from God, who is able 345 to give grace for every emergency. He should be a man of pure mind, of truly decided, firm principles, and God will give him wisdom in regard to the course which he should pursue. Impulse will not control his reason, but reason will hold the lines of control in her firm hand, that lust shall be held under bit and bridle. A 344.4 wife urged to change disposition, not the marriage status. I have received a letter from your husband. I would say that there is only one thing for which a husband may lawfully separate from his wife or a wife from her husband, and that is adultery. A 345.1, if your dispositions are not congenial, would it not be for the glory of God, for you to change these dispositions? A 345.2, a husband and wife should cultivate respect and affection for each other. They should guard the spirit, the words, and the actions, so that nothing will be said or done to irritate or annoy. Each is to have a care for the other, doing all in their power to strengthen their mutual affection. A 345.3 I tell you both to seek the Lord. In love and kindness do your duty one to the other. The husband should cultivate industrious habits, doing his best to support his family. This will lead his wife to have respect for him. A 345.4 My sister, you cannot please God by maintaining your present attitude. Forgive your husband. He is your husband, and you will be blessed in striving to be a dutiful, affectionate wife. Let the law of kindness be on your lips. You can and must change your attitude. A 345.5 You must both study how you can assimilate, instead of differing, with one another. The use of mild, gentle methods will make a surprising difference in your lives. 346 or 345.6 Adultery, divorce, and church membership. In regard to the case of the injured sister, appoints D, we would say in reply to the questions of that it is a feature in the cases of most who have been overtaken in sin, as her husband has, that they have no real sense of their villainy. Some, however, do and are restored to the church, but not till they have merited the confidence of the people of God by unqualified confessions and a period of sincere repentance. This case presents difficulties not found in some, and we would add only the following on 346.11. In cases of the violation of the seventh commandment, where the guilty party does not manifest true repentance, if the injured party can obtain a divorce without making their own cases and that of their children, if they have them, worse by so doing, they should be free. A 346.22. If they would be liable to place themselves and their children in worse condition by a divorce, we know of no scripture that would make the innocent party guilty by remaining. A 346.33. Time and labor and prayer and patience and faith and a godly life might work a reform. To live with one who has broken the marriage vows and is covered all over with the disgrace and shame of guilty love, and realizes it not, is an eating canker to the soul, and yet a divorce is a lifelong, heartfelt sore. God pity the innocent party. Marriage should be considered well before contracted. A 346.44. Why? Oh, why? Will men and women who might be respectable and good and reach heaven at last sell themselves to the devil so cheap, wound their bosom friends, disgrace their families, bring a reproach upon 347 the cause, and go to hell at last? God have mercy. Why will not those who are overtaken in crime manifest repentance proportionate to the enormity of their crime and fly to Christ for mercy and heal, as far as possible, the wounds they have made? Oh, 346.55. But, if they will not do, as they should, and if the innocent have forfeited the legal right to a divorce, by living with the guilty, after his guilt is known, we do not see, that sin rests upon the innocent in remaining, and her moral right in departing seems questionable, if her health and life be not greatly endangered in so remaining. Note, this is one of the very few statements to be issued jointly by James and Ellen White. Inasmuch as it was signed by both, it is evident that the views expressed had full sanction of Mrs. White. It should be noted that the restoration of church membership referred to in the introductory paragraph of the section is not against a background of divorce, but of adultery. The paragraph makes no reference whatsoever to divorce,